you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Oh, isn't that a beautiful passage? Zephaniah 3:17. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on this, of course, May the 1st. 2014. It's a brand new month, and it is also the National Day of Prayer. I know lots of events happening today for the National Day of Prayer, and it is actually a day that is recognized even by Congress as a day to stop, push pause on life, and go to our Creator God in prayer. I know lots of events are happening today in honor of the National Day of Prayer. I know Mark Burns speaking at an engagement this morning in Rantoul at the Linden Banquet Center, but also tonight, 7 p.m., you're invited to the National Day of Prayer events happening at the Vineyard Church in Urbana, the Champaign County Concert of Prayer with special music by the Singing Men. Oh, yes, they're going to be there tonight as well. And also the 2014 Champaign County National Day of Prayer All County High School Choir will be there as well. Now, it's all going to be taking place tonight, 7 p.m. at the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue in Champaign. Again, 7 p.m. tonight. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this at the rebroadcast at 7:32, well, obviously, it's already happening as we speak. But there are lots of great listings of a lot of events happening in our area. Just take a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. And speaking of the Singing Men, oh, I just found this out earlier this week. How cool is this? They're going to be on TV. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Singing Men going to be on TV. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Singing Men of GNN will be on TV with three pastors as they were guests. They're going to be singing about three, four, five songs on a program called On the Rock. Now, that program is going to air Saturday, May the 3rd at 5:30. Saturday, May the 3rd at 5:30. If you have Comcast, it's channel 6. But if you have AT&T, it's channel 99. Either check one of those two channels if you're not sure which company you have, but it's going to be aired Saturday night, May the 3rd, 5:30. And there's also going to be a video on YouTube as well if you don't have any access of those TV programs or shows. So urbanapublictelevision.org, you can look that up online as well. So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date as we head towards that special event. Yeah, the Singing Men, wow, they're not only on the radio, they're not only touring the area, but they're also going to be on TV. So I'm going to be looking forward to that again Saturday night, May 3rd, 5:30, channel 6 or 99 on a program called On the Rock. Praise the Lord. Have you ever been at a place of employment where you were just ready to pull your hair out? Come on now, tell the truth, shame the devil, right? Come on, I think most of us have. Well, today we're going to be talking about who we work for. Some encouragement for you if you're in one of those environments at work. We're going to be talking about who we work for, and you and I both know it's Jesus Christ. So we're going to be taking a look at the book of Ephesians right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
And all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart.
Thought maybe I wouldn't dread Mondays if I worked for someone else. Another Monday, another one of those meetings with that guy. You and your coworker sit uncomfortably while it seems like maybe every Monday brings another thought of a career change. Have you ever been at a place like that? Or at least the thought of your boss being reassigned to a different company overseas? You know, surely things would be better if someone else was in charge, right? You know, all of us have gotten to a point in our careers when we have wanted to work for someone else, maybe who was worked for someone who wasn't a great leader. And we've probably all entertained the thought of what we would tell that person if we ever mustered up the courage when we unload on the person, then quit our job and walk out of the building and free at last. And then reality hits. You know, productivity in the American workplace is, by and large, not what it could be. You know, some studies have showed employees admit to wasting as much as 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. Would an employee or supervisor be pleased with the quality of our work? More importantly, would God be pleased? You know, in Ephesians 6, it gives us principles we need to approach our work with the proper motivation and attitude. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, it says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ." Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. You know, the word slave in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 6 can be translated to today as a servant. Bible students generally associate this role with a contemporary employee. Also, the word master in verse 5, most frequently translated to Lord, this title refers to one having authority over another. And these apply to anyone who works for someone else, an employer, boss, or supervisor. Isn't it interesting that the first thing that Paul addressed in Ephesians 6 is our own obedience towards those in authority over us? Have you ever met anyone who doesn't like authority? Right? You know, who rebels against those over them? You know, like adults acting like children, you know? Which kind of makes me think, if or when they demonstrate that type of response to earthly authority, kind of makes you think how they view the ultimate authority, the Lord. You know, in tough work situations where a boss is not kind or fair, we still obey what he or she tells us to do. As believers in the Lord, we have one master. Whether first century slaves or 21st century employees, bosses or CEOs, we have one master. He is Jesus Christ. Amen. Even so, while here on earth, we have people placed in authority over us. Paul told us to obey these earthly masters in two ways. It says, obey them with fear and trembling. The phrase indicates the respect that we are to give those who are placed in authority over us. We're to honor them by actively obeying what they assign to us. Now, I think you have to balance that out. If they tell you to do something that is unbiblical or goes against the word of God, then I personally, from my input, would say I wouldn't have to submit to that. If they tell you to do something that is strictly against the word of God, I think that you're out, in my opinion. But he tells us to obey with fear and trembling and obey with a sincere heart. We are to genuinely do the job. We don't try to take a shortcut or just enough to get by. Obeying with sincerity means we choose to fulfill the requests of those above us. You know, Paul told the Ephesians that they were to do their work just as you would obeying Christ. And in those verses, the point is phrased like this, as slaves of Christ, as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Paul instructed us to obey our earthly masters with fear and trembling, with sincerity of heart, as if working for Jesus himself. And we're to have a good attitude about it. This is an angry agreement through clenched teeth to do what we're asked to do. It's sincerely responding well when given an assignment. Paul reinforced the main point by telling us again, as if you were serving the Lord, not people. So how can we have a good attitude? Well, by realizing that we work for Christ and not for the person who asked us to do that work. You know, everything looks different in light of eternity, even our work, because when you respect your employers and those over you, God recognizes your obedience. When you work hard, even while no one is watching, God sees. When you avoid the trap of being a people pleaser to make yourself look better than everybody else, God notices that. When you respond with a good attitude towards those with authority over you, God recognizes it. When you work as if you are working for Christ, God is watching and he rewards. Verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 6, this is amazing. Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are free or slave. That God is the rewarder. It's not your boss giving you that promotion. It's not the CEO that gives you that raise. It's God who uses them to give it to you. He's the rewarder. So that game of me trying to look perfect, or that horrible pit of me looking better than the other guys so I can get that promotion, and the other backbiting games can end because God rewards. Not your boss, not the president, not the CEO, not the board, but God rewards. And actually, Paul shifted the focus in verse 9 to the master. The principles easily apply to how employers or bosses are to treat those who are under their authority. See, Paul's words reminds us of Jesus' words in Matthew 7:12. It says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. So do not lead by threatening. Some bosses believe threats and fears are the only way to get something done. And also remember that we all serve the same master. See, those in charge and those receiving the directions both answer to God. He doesn't play favorites. Perhaps at your workplace, the boss favors certain people. They are the ultimate hard workers, but only when the boss is around. They drive everyone crazy. Maybe you feel the boss is deceived. Have you ever been in that type of situation? Simply because the favorites are good at office politics. But Paul told us that our boss is different. God looks at the CEO in the same way that he looks at the entry-level employee. So if you're listening today and you are just struggling in your job, I want to encourage you to change your focus. Change your focus, friend. You ultimately work for Jesus Christ. So remind yourself of this by listing Ephesians 6:7, or work for Christ at the first task on your calendar, or put it next to your computer. Or maybe when you're driving into work, choose to have a godly attitude. Even if your leaders are not fair or kind, you're responsible for yourself before God to act in a Christ-like manner toward them, toward work, and toward coworkers. And you know what? Maybe for some of us, we need to start over. Seek out your boss. Seek out those coworkers and ask for forgiveness. Perhaps you've not worked in a way that represents Christ. Or you've displayed attitudes and actions that should have been more Christ-like. I know I have been in the past. Ask for forgiveness. You know, Mondays may still come too quickly, but you don't have to dread them anymore, because you truly are working for someone else. And that's Jesus Christ.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. There is no
It's the Maranatha Singers right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends and Be Still and Know. Well, friend, you can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow with Mark and Jason, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.